USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of former President George H.W. Bush remains in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where he will lie in state until tomorrow, shortly before funeral services are held at the National Cathedral. Following its arrival at the Capitol yesterday, many legislative leaders expressed tributes to the late president, including Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
We stand with you in mourning, but also in gratitude. Gratitude for lives well lived and duties thoroughly fulfilled. Gratitude that God gave this country, George and Barbara Bush.
President Trump and First Lady Melania paid their respects in the rotunda last evening. Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his father at the Wednesday funeral. President Trump and former Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Obama will also be in attendance. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The Boston Red Sox will be going to the White House. Red Sox President Sam Kennedy saying the team has accepted an invitation to celebrate its World Series victory with President Trump. There's no word, though, on when the Sox will visit the White House. Boston manager Alex Cora says he'll attend, even though he had criticized President Trump in the past for what he said were disrespectful comments about Puerto Rico. Modern Family star Sarah Hyland is asking for prayers after her 14-year-old cousin was killed Saturday by an alleged drunk driver in Nebraska. Her uncle also hospitalized. Police reports say 36-year-old Jeffrey Egling ran a red light, smashing into the vehicle that was carrying Trevor Kennedy, as well as his father. His father not seriously injured. Eddie Murphy is welcoming his 10th child into the world. Max Charles Murphy, born Friday, to the comedian and his fiancée, Australian model Paige Butcher. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
More now on the continued mourning for the nation's 41st President George H.W. Bush. This report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday. A remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the First Family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country.
Thousands of permanent legal U.S. residents are on their way to basic training. The Pentagon says it's beginning the send-off of a backlog of green card holders to recruit training this week. The move suspends a policy the Trump administration had ordered last year, requiring stricter background checks for some immigrants who want to serve in the U.S. military. A federal judge in Northern California having ruled last month, the government had not shown why more screening was needed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.